from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Good evening, I'm Hugh Crosskill. Guyana's attempt to stage its first free and fair election in 28 years is this evening being threatened by reports of mob violence and looting in the capital city, Georgetown. Joining me on the phone now is correspondent Sharif Khan. Sharif, after problems at a number of polling stations, we understand that tensions have risen quite considerably this evening.
Yes, it escalated. It started really this morning when a small mob of obviously supporters of the ruling party gathered in front of the Elections Commission building in Georgetown, claiming that they had registered to vote and their names were not on the list, and they were demanding that they be allowed to vote. Shortly after noon, that crowd swelled to about several hundreds, and they then rose. They started stoning the building, the Elections Commission building. The U.S. ambassador who was going in there was also hit. Several members of the Elections Commission staff had to evacuate the building. By evening, all the windows in that building had been smashed. The mob had spread into little pockets, rampaging through the city. There are no fires yet, no reports yet of any deaths or any serious injuries, but the looting is open, and the looters are brazenly moving through some of the main streets in Georgetown with their booty.